Vayter and Shas from Bava Basa Daf Sadi Dal pick up on Sadi Gimel Beis Bada Ba Amad Peis Bada Mishnah Bada Mishnah. If I go and I want to buy produce from someone, how much can I expect that the produce is going to be no good? Meaning, if I buy grain, will I expect that 50% of it's going to be rotten? The answer is, of course not. That's crazy. But a little bit maybe would be. And how much is called normal that the sale actually is good? And let's take a look. Says the Mishnah, Mocha Peres L'Chaveru, says Resh Bam Tavua. If I go and someone goes and sells to me grain, I go and I buy the grain. Hariza Mekabel, love, I'm Mekabel myself when I buy it. Rova Tinof is a saw, a quarter kav per saw. That's the norm amount that would be spoiled, and therefore that sale would be good. People are Mocha such a thing. To Einim, if it's going to be figs, then Mekabel, love, Esim Utulas Lamea, 1/10. So 10 out of each 100 will be wormy, and I expect that. Martiv Shayayin, a seller of wine, says Resh Bam, that means v'yeshbo chavios harba. There's a lot of barrels of wine in there. Then what's the din? Mekabel of eser kosos amea, 10 per 100 of those barrels will expect to be sour, and that's going to be considered something which is normal. And the Rashbam points out that in Sadehim and Beis, we're going to see we're talking about a case where the person says martiv zeh. Martiv zeh shel yain, I'm selling you this martiv of yain. Kan kanim b'sharon, kegs in a place called Sharon, says Rashbam, ba'oso malchus. As we're talking about kan kanim as kadosh pitchers, right? B'sharon ba'oso malchus, in that particular place, mekal of eser pitosos lamer, taking 10 no good per 100. Says Rashbam, kadim rhyme, bad pitchers. Okay, says the Halakha Gemara. The Halakha Gemara. Tani Rav Katina. Rav Katina taught the following. Rova Kitnis Lisa. It was very normal in planting different crops. So they would plant wheat, and sometimes they would plant beans, kidneys, and things of the sort. So it would make sense that if you have a wheat field, you'd have some beans there, or a bean field, you have some wheat field there. So now we're saying, Rova Kidnas Asa, when the Mishnah says that you have wheat, the tefuah that you're selling, that the amount that you accept is A, a Mekabel Alav Rova Tinofas Lisa. What that means is Rova Kidneys Lisa. That's going to be kidneys. But it's not talking about dirt, but what's going to be in there? You're going to mix in there some of the beans, right? Some of the legumes. Now, it says the Gemara, V'afrufis Lo, and Vafruris Lo, says Rashbam Bitmia. What? It doesn't mean soil, like just dirt, that I have 10% of it coming out to be dirt. V'amarava Rechia Ktosfa'a Mishme Deraba. Borer tsror migarno shel chavero, someone who takes pebbles out of the wheat of his friend's goren, of his friend's granary. Rashbam says tsror is hainu afruis, which is talking about obviously dirt. Beep, turn the page. Tzadid alz. Nosin lo to mechitin. He has to pay him the value of the wheat that's equivalent to the stuff of the pebbles that was taken out. So clearly, if that's the case, then even dirt has to be accepted by the buyer. Kum t'chois, right? So what comes out is that even these rocks or the soil, the dirt, has to be accepted by the buyer. Says Gemara, no, kitnis rova, afruis pachas mi rova. What Rav Katina meant to say is that when it comes to kitnis, when it comes to these beans, the legumes, they just accept a quarter calf. When it comes to afruis, but the dirt, it's got to be, he doesn't have to accept that much, or less than a quarter cob for saw. Yeah. So we don't have a problem anymore because the Bryce of Rav Katina, what's explaining the Mishnah, is talking about a quarter calf, and the Rabbi Brachia was saying that in reference to less than a quarter calf. In fact, the Gemara of Afruis Rova Lo, what in terms of like the dirt itself, the soil, he wouldn't have to accept a quarter calf. All time went to the Bryce, someone sells produce to his friend. Chitin. If it's wheat, he accepts a quarter kav of legumes per sa. Sower and barley, mekabalavrova nishoves lasa, except that of straw, a quarter kav of straw per sa. Adashim lentils, mekabalavrova fruis lasa, he takes a quarter kav of dirt per sa. My lav, hu adin lechitim lasard. So isn't it true also when it talks about this idea of by the lentils, that he's saying a quarter cup of salt, it should be the same for wheat and barley also. They should accept the dirt also of that amount. So therefore, if that the case, then he does have to take dirt also the same amount. So he's going, no, shiny adashim. Don't try to learn out from adashim to legumes, because demi akar akrilu. Because when you go and you're pulling out the legumes from the ground, you're uprooting it. You're not cutting it. And therefore, soil makes sense. It's going to find more soil over there. And therefore, he's accepting more stuff, and that's not a raya, that's going to be like grain also. So Ella, like we just said, time ad adushin, the reason by adushin is because you're uprooting it, and therefore you accept the quota kavav. The dirt, aval, chiti v'sari lo, but that wouldn't be the case of chiti and sa'ari. You don't have to accept a quarter kav of soil because you don't go and just rip it out of the ground. Tifsha mina, so let's prove from the brisa, chiti v'sari da'afru islo mekabel. And when it comes to wheat and barley, you don't have to accept the dirt of the quarter kav. Like we just said, it's only by lentils. Says the Gemara, really, it's not a raya, because li'olo chiti sar mekabel afruis. Maybe we could say, but chiti sar also you have to mekabel a quarter kav of dirt that comes along with it. And the fact that the brisa says only by lentils, adashim itzuchile, you need a dafka to say that the teach of the quarter kav is even by lentils, asakadet dechamina, you would have thought, kevin the me'akir akirlu, since it's being uprooted from the ground, yosim rovinab the kav, then you should have to accept even more than a quarter kav, kamash malan, therefore comes to tell you that even by lentils, it only has to be a quarter kav. Let's say I'm going to buy this grain from you, and I'm like, I don't know, I think maybe there's more than a quarter kav of stuff over here. He's looking at it, it's like, it's more than a quarter kav. And the buyer comes to go into sifted, ladast, and see. It turns out I'm actually right. I knew it. I thought so. Then Minapa es kulo im balanapos Minapa es kulo. He could sift all of it and return all of the no good stuff to the seller, even though normally the buyer accepts a quarter calf. It doesn't apply when it turns out to be that there's actually more. Says the Rasbam, v'yachzir lo amoche chitin kenegdam. And you, as a seller, you have to give me, if I'm buying grain, I'm buying wheat from you, and it turns out it looks like there's more than the quarter kav of chreft in there, and I actually evaluate, I check it, and I was right, then you have to give me 100% grain, almost, or money. V'lo yomar, rova kvar mechalt. You know, you're already mochel the rova, so let's just like, why don't we just call it a day and go back to the rova? You know, the quarter kav, kvar mechalt v'amoser, ashenu chal, just pay you the extra stuff. Nope, sorry. Amrleya dina v'amla kanasa. Some say that's the din. That's the normal halacha. V'amla kanasa. Some that it's actually a kanas. It's a fine. Amrleya dina. Some of those who say that this is the din. Mandayoiv zuze, one who pays money for the stuff, for the grain, meaning me, and then aperi shapir yoiv, I'm giving it for the good stuff over here, right? I don't want to have anything in it. So therefore, I don't have to accept even a tiny amount. Verova lo tarchinis. But when it comes to, okay, fine, if there's a little bit in there, I'll be mochel. I'm not going to go and start, you know, sifting through it. I'm going to accept this amount and just go with it. Yosim rova tarchinis. But if it's more than that, a person is going to go and start sifting through it. Kim the tarch, once he's being torech, once he's burning himself, tarch bakula, Kule is going to do the entirety of it, and therefore, really make her, then you should give me 100% grain. But the bottom line is, I'm not going to go start sifting through it, therefore I'm mochel it. But once I'm sifting through it, then I'm going to go sift through it, and go according to the actual din, give me 100%. From the kanas, some say, no, it's a kanas, and that really, alpi din, you accept even whatever the measurement is, you know, a quarter kav of it. But over here, what's a din? Rova shchiach. So therefore, I'm accepting as long as it's not, you're not mixing it in on purpose. Rova shchiach, therefore it makes sense to find that amount over there, and therefore I'm not worried about it, there's no kanas. Yosel shchiach, there's more than a rova of chreft in the grain. That's not normal, that's unusual. V'iyu hu da'arev, v'iyu da'arev, I'm not sure you actually mixed it in over there. V'kev in da'arev, once you behave like that, kansura banu kikule bekule, then the chamer like that's it, you're getting a kanas with everything now. Now you got to give 100% grain. Simen the call tray story the Ravin by Rav Nachman Una Bikablanusa. Okay, here we go. May survey. What we're going to do right now is we're going to jump into what we just spoke about with Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that if, let's say, I suspect a little bit of monkey business, a little foul play, and I'm buying this grain, and I think there's way too much in there of dirt that's chreft in there, then what's it then? I go ahead and I be menape. I can go and I can check the whole thing, and if it turns out I was right, then you have to give me 100% grain now. Now, the question is, was that din or is that Kanas, but the one is that is the statement that he makes. That is the halacha. And now we're going to ask a series of questions Either we're going to have questions on him or try to support Rav Huna's din over here. Let's take a look. Start stuff number one. We have a question. Says the Rashbam, Alishta Kama da Amrile Dina. Alishta Kama says, Kaparach Velo HaKanasa. This is a guy someone who says that this is the din. That really, I should get 100% grain. But I'm willing to be mochel. But once you're doing, you know, monkey business, so we're going to go according to the original din. So says the Gemara, Mesevei, we have ourselves a mission which is found in Kilayim. We know we're not allowed to plant together different types of species. The question is, what happens if you have a little bit? Called saw, sheshba rova bimin acher. Any saw of seed that has in it a quarter kav of a different type of seed that is mixed in with it, right? Says Rishbam, called saw tevua, sheshba rova kav bimin acher. Then back to the Gemara, what do you have to do? Yemait. You have to be mamait the amount of the seed that's the foreign seed, make it less than a quarter kav before you go and you plant it. Svarua. The rova kilayim biyo kiyose me rova de hacha. Now, where they're assuming that a quarter kav of other seeds has the same din in reference to kilayim as more than a quarter kav has to over here with the sale. All right, so a quarter kav of the seed, of the foreign seed, is above the daraisa level of a mixture of kilayim, right? Just like a quarter kav of stuff of that's mixed in over there is above the amount that is allowed. I'm sorry, more than a quarter kav is what's allowed than a sale. So we're allowed up to a quarter kav of a sale. If it's more than a quarter kav, then no good. And when it comes to kilayim, we're allowed up to less than a quarter kav. So they're trying, what's a quarter kav? Is that okay? So Vikatani, but the Mishnah still tells over here that it's enough just to Yemai to reduce the amount of seed that's there, and that's good enough, which goes against the din of Rav Huna, who says that you have to go ahead and remove all of them once you figure that out. What's going on? Why would you have to move all of them? You still have to move a little bit. So this kind of goes against Rav Huna. So it's going low. Don't bring me a raya for that. From that. There's not a kasha against me. Because really, even a quarter kav is okay. Rova de kilayim. Rova de kilayim ki rova de hachadami. You compare the two of them over here, the quarter kav of the foreign seed with the iser of kilayim, right? But the iser of kilayim, is you can compare it to the quarter kav of the stuff over here. Both of them are actually okay. Therefore, you don't have a kasha. It says, what are you talking about? That's really true. That a quarter kav of the foreign seeds is enough. Am I a mite? And why do I have to make it less? It's okay. It says, Gemara, mishum chumra de kilayim. This is a chumra of being machre when it comes to the din of kilayim. I mean, we don't have to be machmir by the sale. So therefore, Nechami, really make her a day and it's fine, but we try to be more machmir. So about Yachiv, that's really true. That it's just a chumrah. Beep, turn the page. Sadi dalit omer beis. Ema seifa. Let's take a look at the seifa. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Yavor. Tanakama says you have to just yamai to go a little less, but the Rabbi Yossi says, Yavor, you got to remove everything. Sister Spam, Yivor is a call. You got to remove all of this foreign mixture. If you want to say, Kiyose Mirovatino Fistami, that a quarter kav of foreign seed is compared to more than a quarter kav of the impurities that's found in the mixture, like it's no good, Baha Kamifagi. And then we could say that the Tanakama and Yossi are arguing about this. The Tanakama Savar, Lo Kansinin Hetera Atu Yisura. We don't make a kanas, a penalty of this planter, and make him remove even the mutter stuff because of the usher stuff. And therefore, just you mind it. Rabbi Yossi Savar Kansinin, we do kanas him and make him remove everything. If you want to say quarter kav, as compared to the quarter kav, you know, of the seed, it's like the quarter kav of the stuff of the impurities. It's okay. And therefore, making it less yamayit is just a derabbanan-dika thing of being more machmer. Amai yavor. Then why would Rav Yossi say you have to go remove everything, right? If it's really good midaraisa, of course he's not going to go so machmer at opposite extreme to remove everything. And for the Gemara, hasam hayni time Rav Yossi. Then I'll explain to you pshat Rav Yossi. Mishum de mechsa ki mekayim ki layim. If someone goes and he puts in such a mixture, it looks like he's on purpose planting ki layim. Says Rav Shmam, achar shemaskil lemayit. Once he starts with lemayit, uminiyach, mixas, and leaves over a little, umechsa ki ilu meitil osan biyadayim. It's like he's keeping it on purpose, vizarin b'miskavin. So therefore, if he kvar nizru b'karka, ubira ksas, v'shir ktas, nir kemekayim b'karka, kilayim and nafkalon mikra b'moyd katan b'tos kohanim to loka. So point is that over here It just looks like you're Mekayim Kilayim. That's too much of a problem over here, right? But don't try to bring a raya from over here. Says the Gemara, Toshima, let's try again. And we're going to try here to knock out Rav Huna from a Mishnah of Mitzia. Shnayim, Shif, Kidu Eitzalecha. Let's say you have two people to leave money by one person. Lam Zayin. You have two people to leave money by a person, by a Shomer. Zeman, one leaves over a money. Zemasayim, one leaves over 100 just, one leaves over 200 just. Zemar Masayim Shali, and the one of them comes and says, oh yeah, the 200 is mine. Zemar Masayim Shali says, no, the 200 is mine. What do they do? No sin, the Zeman, the Zeman. What he does is he gives each one of them money, because that's Vadai. Vashayimun Echad Shavili, they leave over until Yehonavi comes, because we don't know what to do with this over here. So it comes out, it comes to the Mishnah that the liar, right, the one who's saying you left over 200, really only left 100, he's allowed to get the money they left over. Right, only the Shaila is left. He's allowed to get the Vadai, but only the other one, the second one is going to be in question, which goes against Rav Huna, who is Kone. He gives a Kenas to the seller and makes him accept and get all of the stuff which is found in the grain. He has to pay him 100% of it. So it's like, well, Hachi Ashta, I can compare the two. Hasa within the Mishnah, Vadai, Mana Lamar, Mana Lamar. There's for sure a Mana for each one of them. So the rabbis didn't say, let's make a Kenas. You know, take all the money, that even the one that's for sure his. Hacha, but over here, where there's not enough, you know, where there's too much chref that's put in over there, mi yemer delav kuli erev arif, who's to say that the seller didn't mix all of the chref in over there, and therefore he says that he has a kenas, he's got to accept the return of all the no good stuff. Tashima, now we're going to try to bring a support for Rav Huna from that same idea. Tashima Misefa, let's take a look at the Sefa, that Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosi, M. Cain, if it's really true that each one gets their mana, and one of them is clearly lying, then Ma'ev said, Ramai, what is the liar lost? Let him try. And he said, oh, you know, I really put 200. They say, no, we're only giving you 100. He's like, okay, great, so at least I'll get my 100 back. So I don't lose anything, I might as well try. Allah, call you, leave over everything until the Yonavi comes. Oh, so Yosi is saying that even the part of the money that's not a machlokas about it, as a kanas on that, which works with Rav Huna, who is a kanas to the seller, and they say accept a return of even the permissible amount of impurity of up to you know, 1/4 kaf. Says, go on, Chash, how did you bring your raya? Hossam over there in the Mishnah of Vadik Ramai. This is for sure a liar. And one of them said he left 200, really only left 100. So Rav Yossi says that we take away even the money that's not in the machlokas. But Hacha, in the case of Rav Huna, who says that the seller mixed in anything over there? Like, even though it's unlikely that there's going to be so much stuff that's mixed in over there, right? This is an accident. It's it could be. So Yossi wouldn't necessarily agree with Rav Huna by that. So that is not a right as well. Toshima, let's try again to support Rav Huna. Says the Braisa, Shtar Sheyesh Baribis. If you have a Shtar that has in it ribis, says Rashbam, Ploni Lava Mi Ploni Mona B'Masayim Azman Ploni. He borrowed $100, he has to give him back 200 until a certain amount of time. That's called ribis. Ribis. Then Konsuno, so we give a kenas to the lender. Venu Govalo said, can't roast the ribis. He loses everything. He doesn't get anything back. Div Rabbi Meir, Zai Gizak to Rabbi Meir. So what do you say according to Rabbi Meir? As a kenas, that he can't even get what's mutter to him. This goes according to Rav Huna, that there's a kenas, that even that amount which is acceptable is lost also, and he has to return all of it. This is why Chash, how can you compare them? He's going 100% grain. How could you compare? Awesome over there by the loan. Mishask Siva, who the Ovid lay Shuma. From the time that they actually went ahead, Suma, when they wrote the actual Shtar, that he's putting the interest, like some, he's putting the interest on him right away. So therefore it's a kenas. For sure it's an isser. Hach over here, mi yemer deruv yarif. Who says that he mixed in the soil? He put mixed in anything which is no good. Maybe everything came in there by accident. Therefore, that's not going to be a raya to Rav Huna. Tashima mi seifa. Okay, so let's try to knock out Rav Huna from the opposite in that same braisa, in the seifa over there. The lender can get back his money, the original Karen, but not the ribbis. So the Chachamim don't put the kenas in reference to the mutter part of it, which goes against Rav Huna, who says that even the stuff which is normally acceptable, you can't give, you have to give 100% pure stuff. Goes against Rav Huna. Says Gemara, Achi Hashda, don't compare the two. Hasam over there by the loan, Vade Karna de Teruhu. there's definitely the principle is mutter, right? There's no iser at all in collecting that. Therefore, that can kenasim to get that. Hacha by Rav Huna mi yemer dekuli lo ruvarif. Maybe the entire stuff was mixed in on purpose. We don't know. Therefore, it's possible that the chachamim would be maskim to Rav Huna in that particular case that he would lose out everything and have to give 100% grain. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, and we're going to continue on with a bunch more prices, one way or the other, to try to approve or disprove Rav Huna. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.